2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We have some blue sky. Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 39 degrees. KSL's top story, the snow won't let up. Climatologists are worried that we won't warm up in time to avoid flooding. We have multiple reporters on the story today. Team coverage, Utah's record snowpack. We begin with KSL News Radio's Amy Cobain.
We already have a record amount of snow sitting in the mountains, and John Meyer with the Utah Climate Center says a steady stream of storms will continue for the next few weeks. That could be a problem, because at this point, this amount of snow needs to start melting. Otherwise, we could end up with a big melt-off all at once later this spring.
Meyer says it's hard to predict months away, but we will likely have a more mild June, thanks in part to all the water in the soil. We are on day 8 of spring, and if you're saying enough with all the snow, you are not alone.
I know we asked for water and all, but is this snow ever going to stop? This is a question Mike Getz in Centerville is probably thinking of as he digs out of yet another storm.
Right now, I'm tired of it. Like I said, just one more extra thing for me to do in my day. Work, and I got a baby inside who's not feeling so well, and it's just another thing.
This winter has been so crazy, Brent Vandermeet has had to make some investments.
I bought a snowblower because shoveling by hand, that was just too much, especially when it builds up, you know, 9-10 inches in one storm.
And if you're still looking forward to spring weather, don't hold your breath. More snow is coming Wednesday, which has many saying.
So excited.
Sounds great.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
That sounded sarcastic. All these late season storms are throwing a wrench in school athletics. Team coverage on Utah's record snowpack continues.
Bonneville High's softball season was supposed to start March 6th. They've only been able to play one game so far. Now with this storm, it looks like more will be canceled. Coach Shelby Healy says areas with less snow are really at an advantage this year.
Especially the teams down south, you know, they probably will be able to get in games where up north we're not. So that affects like the RPI rankings and...
Even practicing has been difficult with all the other outdoor spring sports trying to practice in the school gyms.
So there's baseball, and there's boys and girls lacrosse, and there's track, and there's boys tennis.
Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:33. Wildlife officials cleared away 40 elk near Foothill about a week and a half ago. They're already back.
There has been a massive increase in big game wandering down the mountain and into residential areas.
Well, we're receiving many phone calls about big game in people's yards or animals actually getting hit by cars. And it's just been a crazy winter for wildlife.
Most recently, up to 40 elk are currently loitering around the country club's golf course near Parley's Canyon. Department of Wildlife Scott Root says they're trying not to stress the animals.
We're going to just give them a little bit of time, and hopefully they can either just on their own in the middle of the night, like they do, head back up, or if they need a little help, and we might have to momentarily close roads, and we'll investigate that option.
At this stage, the elk are just looking for food, and the DWR is reminding people to keep their distance because they are still wild animals. Hugo Cardbell, KSL News Radio.
Three young children are among the dead following the mass shooting in Nashville. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the shooting unfolding at a private elementary school. Police have identified the shooter as a 28-year-old suspect who attended the Christian school. They say they were carrying two assault weapons and a pistol and shot and killed the 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults in their early 60s. This neighbor describes what she heard.
The first about 8 or 10 shots were very loud. And then there was some after that. Like almost it was a different gun.
Police shot and killed the suspect. Crisis counselors like this one responded to a nearby church where terrified families were being reunited with their children.
The child is going to be traumatized
is going to be scarred. Remember this, because they're frightened. They might see this maybe in a movie, but that's like an imaginary sort of like situation in a cartoon or something. This is real, and it's going to be lingering on to them for a very long time.
Mayor John Cooper calling on the community to come together.
Let us love each other and support each other and hug each other and pray for each other and pray for our families.
Investigators are still working to determine what motivated the shooting. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Day 5 of the Gwyneth Paltrow trial. Terry Sanderson, the man suing the actress, took the stand today. He says his temperament changed after that 2016 accident at Deer Valley.
There's no question I have a much wider range of temperament than I had before. Much wider.
He's seeking $300,000 from Paltrow in damages. KSL News Time, 6:35.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.